Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. I told you last week that media is ignoring the fact that not only did the Turkish Air Force shoot down a Syrian fighter jet, but that Turkey did so in an area where Al-Qaeda is attempting to gain control of a key northern Syrian border crossing. Well, now comes a new revelation. An audio recording of a phone call between high-level Turkish authorities, including the foreign minister, the head of Turkish intelligence, the undersecretary of foreign ministry, and a general. The conversation, which has been translated into English, appears to include statements by the head of intelligence to use Al-Qaeda to create a false flag to send troops into Syria. Reuters news agency, which examined that recording, said it could not verify its authenticity, but it was potentially the most damaging purported leak so far, as it does appear to be a bugging of a highly confidential conversation among top leaders. Justification can be created, they say, to take Syrian land north of Apello, where a tomb, Suleiman Shah, is located. So how has Turkey's government responded to this supposed leak? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. How has Turkey's government responded to a supposed leak of high-level officials working with Al-Qaeda to overthrow Syria? By blocking YouTube from the entire country, which apparently didn't work very well. Officially, the Turkish authorities have said the only thing this recording actually proves is that they are making plans to protect Turkish land if necessary. But they've also threatened to throw into prison the traitor who leaked the phone call. This story proves once again that the case for war can be made through false flag operations and through propaganda. But thanks to new media, we might have insight into those kinds of operations like we never have before. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hello, hello, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We got quite the show for you tonight. In hour one, we're going to be joined by Jason Burmess. You might remember Jason Burmess from the number one viewed documentary in the world, Loose Change. That tells you something, doesn't it? What it tells me is that even if the lamestream media does their darnest, and they do, to try to quash the truth, people are going to flock to the truth, regardless. And that's evident in the success of that film. It's evident in the success of shows like this and others. Now, ultimately, let's get real. We're not nearly reaching the amount of people they are to a certain extent, and we're not making this a career like those as the likes of Clinton. What's her name? Not Hillary. I almost called her Shillery. Chelsea Clinton. Yeah, of course, she got paid $600,000 for a total of very little time on the television. She got paid something like $22,000 a second. $22,000 a second. That must be nice. But I wouldn't take that if it meant me having to not talk about the truth. Okay? Others might, but not I. So, without making this about me, let's talk about a few things before we're joined by Jason Burmess. A few things in the news that I think are worth talking about. There are three new studies out that have confirmed the dangers of BPA and its substitutes. So we all know by now, most of my listeners anyways know, that BPAs are no bueno. But did you know that many of their substitutes are no good either? Of course, BPA has been linked to obesity, infertility, and reproductive disorders in both genders, diabetes, breast cancer, prostate cancer, behavioral problems, liver tumors, and more. Did you guys hear about this Harvard study? No? Well, let me tell you about it. A Harvard study found a whopping 1,200,000% in BPA levels in the urine of people who had recently eaten canned soup. And the study after study showed that, well, harm results at much lower levels of BPA than what was previously thought. These BPA substitutes carry the same level and range of dangers that hoodwink people by labeling BPA free when the presence of the B in BPA, bisphenol, remains. As bisphenol-S, bisphenol-AP, bisphenol-M, or P. Three new studies. All deemed accepted by the EPA. Not that that matters, but out of the horse's mouth, right? Show that these chemicals are poisonous and they're not a safe alternative. So when you go to the store and you see that BPA-free can, if it's BPA-free, that's great. But what is it really that's in that substitute? The solution to one problem is often the creation of many more. And it's evident in this and so many other things. U.S. claims Syria launches airstrike in Iraq, coming just days after an Israeli airstrike against Syrian military positions under apparently false pretext. U.S. sources claim that Syria has launched cross-border strikes against ISIS positions inside Iraq. Right, let me read this again. The U.S. sources claim that Syria has launched cross-border strikes against ISIS positions inside Iraq. Would that make Syria an ally? The airstrikes connected with several targets inside Anbar province in Iraq, which is located on the Iraqi-Syrian border. According to the Washington Post, Iraqi sources initially reported that the attacks were carried out by U.S. drones, but the Pentagon has denied any such attacks. Subsequent reports stated that Syria is responsible for the airstrikes. When they were responsible for the airstrikes a couple months ago against ISIS and others, they were called terrorists. And now they seem to be the ones fighting the terrorists. Jeez, am I confused. What a convoluted geopolitical field we have here. It makes no sense, to say the least. It just doesn't. But this is what the narrative is from the lamestream media. GM food safety study reignites call to overhaul Canada's regulations. The Canadian Biotechnology Action Network, CBAN, is calling on Health Canada to place a moratorium on approved new genetically modified foods to reevaluate the safety of GMOs and to initiate a complete overhaul of the regulatory system. David Icke talks about ISIS being the start of World War III. He sat down with We Are Change and gave an in-depth look at the esoteric historical writings and current political situation that can lead to bringing in other countries to war. I don't know how that would happen, but I did not listen to this, and maybe I should. If you want to find that, that's on activistpost.com, activistpost.com. Speaking of websites, I happen to have a website. Did you know that? It's bobtuscan.com, and on my website, we have a section there where you can donate. Donate if you can. Also, we have videos. The Truth About Natural and Artificial Persons is the recent video we posted. And then on Tuesday, we posted a video about the FDA reviewing Schedule 1 status of cannabis. And there's other great video picks on the website for your consumption. And I do urge you to check that out. Lots of good stuff there. And, of course, we have a chat room. Chat room at bobtuscan.com. Join the chat. Troll the chat. Troll and join the chat. Just don't talk about the World Cup. Sick of hearing about it all day at work. Well, World Cup. Do you really care? Or is that just the programming that you're being fed at the moment. I think the latter is probably more so the case. Folks, Jason Vermes joins us in just moments on the Bob Tuscan Show. In hours 2 and 3 of the show, Drew Lamb will be filling in. He's going to be talking with voluntarist, writer, philosopher, and genius Virgo Fox from Liberty, Ashland, and Gary Lake from United Shasta Alliance will also be joining him. Virgo has been working with Drew Lamb to fight some major gun restrictions in Ashland, Oregon, and he's been working with Gary to create the Jefferson Republic in Northern California. Gary is a Native American and was the chief of the Kuruk tribe.
Dozens of diseases, ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia, are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
And the Third Reich.
How many years has it been since Loose Change was released? How many years has it been since the false flag attack on 9/11 took place? And it's the same old stuff. The narrative hasn't changed one iota. And joining us tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show to dive deep into geopolitics and beyond is none other than Jason Vermes, and it's a pleasure to have him. Jason, how you doing, man?
Very good. Thanks for having me, Bob.
Cool, man. So There's a lot going on. Obviously, we're having deja vu when it comes to Iraq at the moment. It's a little bit astonishing that just a few months ago, we were talking about Syria, and we were talking about Al-Qaeda in Syria being freedom fighters against the dangerous Assad regime. And now there's this group called ISIS that is pretty much the same Al-Qaeda, so-called freedom fighters. Well, no longer freedom fighters, because now they're terrorists, huh?
You know, it's pretty much the same thing that we saw revolve around in the 80s as well. You know, at one moment, like you said, during the Cold War, these guys are freedom fighters. And then on the tail end of the 90s, all of a sudden, when the movie narratives changed, when the terrorists changed from, you know, this Cold War Russian villain, it was no more Rocky IV, and it was, you know, True Lies with Schwarzenegger and this new terrorist threat. Well, it was brown people. And it swapped it right around on us. And then the news started, you know, bin Laden. You know, every few months, it wasn't way out there, but there was even talk of Pakistan back then. Pakistan's kind of stayed in the middle now about 15, 20 years, but that's because they're a CIA tool. I mean, the ISI, a group that people should be familiar with, which is basically the CIA in Pakistan, their intelligence organization. It was set up by the British in the 50s. It was kind of revamped during that late 70s, early 80s Brzezinski period while we were there during the Cold War. And that was the tool for funding for these quote-unquote 9/11 terrorists, many of them. $100,000 was wired to Adda through the head of the ISI, General Mahmoud Ahmed, to Adda right before the attacks. This guy's having breakfast with Porter Doss and Bob Grant on the morning of the attacks in D.C. These are the two guys that head up the initial congressional investigation. At least Graham came clean on PBS months later, and continues to talk about this day that there was state sponsors, not just one state sponsor, for the quote-unquote 9/11 attacks.
So, but he points the finger to Saudi Arabia.
But if you go to that initial interview, he says sponsors, and it's not just one. Obviously, he's probably using that as a political tool to try to get those 38 pages redacted. But we know we have whistleblowers to this day that their testimony prior to the 9/11 commission to the congressional inquiry didn't even make it into this quote-unquote report with those 38 redacted pages. So it's not there. There has to be more. We know there's more. We know that the 9/11 commissioners themselves, many of them came clean and said, yes, we were lied to. Yes, this is not the definitive answer to 9/11. You know, you had Cleland, who was a war veteran, leave and literally, you know, it's in Fabled Enemies, go off on Wolf Blitzer of what a scam the 9/11 Commission was, in fact. So, you know, if people aren't familiar with my films, if they haven't seen Loose Change, I encourage them to check out Final Cut. It's probably the most definitive version, in my opinion. You know, it goes really into the facts that we can prove. And Fabled Enemies is a great follow-up to that because it shows the international intelligence organizations that were involved in this. You know, a lot of people want to say it's an inside job. Well, to some extent it is, because you can't have three controlled demolitions in the middle of New York City without somebody on the inside of our government pulling some of the strings, you know?
But that does not mean the post office was behind it and the guy who's your local mayor, because that's, I mean, that's how ridiculous people try to make it. Oh, you're one of those guys that says the government did it. Oh, yeah, all thousands of people involved with the government were behind it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously I've tried to distinguish the main suspects, the people that should be on trial for this massive crime that's affecting us to this day. I mean, we are so entangled in the Middle East and so imperialistic in our aggressive approach to take over even more. You know, you were discussing Syria before and the atrocities that have been going on there for the last 2 to 3 years, far outweigh. But, you know, Assad's no angel. But you weren't seeing war in the streets. You weren't seeing, you know, literally military attacks in main squares. And that's what's happening there now. So, to me, 9/11 is the crux of the issue. You have to know what really took place. You have to know the Pakistani role. You have to know the Saudi role. You have to know the Israeli role. You have to know the shadow government role. You have to know the cover-up. You have to understand who these players are, because a lot of these players are still in government. They're still out there. You know, people that helped cover this up on the 9/11 Commission are still out there. And then when they're not in government, well, they're in private contracting for millions and millions and millions of dollars for these companies that they lobbied for years as they took their contributions. It's a really sick and twisted cycle, and I think it's fun what the founders of this country, who, you know, this government's not perfect, it wasn't perfect from the outset, but they knew enough that they, to not have a national security state, you know, the right to keep and bear arms, and to be, not to be under the thumb of a king, where you did not pay taxes without representation. There was no taxation without representation. And we far from having any kind of real representation in our Congress, in our state Senate, in our Senate, and especially in the federal levels of the government.
The irony in my personal situation is that I'm a tax day baby. And my son, who's just about 2, was born on the 4th of July. Talk about irony, dude. He was born on the 4th of July when we were trying to get away from that very thing, taxation without representation. And here I am, born on April 15th, which has now become the day of pay your debt slave, love the federal government, and get behind our military-industrial war complex.
Exactly, and a lot of people don't understand that still to this day. They don't understand that the founders wanted to keep money out of politics. You could only take so much of an individual contribution. But when corporations started stating, you know, we're people too, well, all of a sudden you have these lobbyists. Lobbyists should be banned. You know, they should have to stand in the same square with the same government official with 1,000 other people and not be identified, and everybody gets to say, everybody gets 5 minutes. None of these closed door, backhanded deals that we know. You know, the public at this point is pretty aware that these things are actually taking place, Bob. It's not like these guys are soaring in the polls. You look at a popular series like House of Cards, and although I don't think it's perfect, I think it shows the treachery within government, It shows a lot of real things. It shows power couples that are social climbers that really will do whatever. It even shows the bisexuality of a lot of these high-level politicians. They're outed all the time, and it's you know, in some cases, you know, you want to be a bisexual, you want to be gay, that's absolutely your business. I would think that fleecing, you know, Christian voters while you have this sideline is you know, pretty immoral, and how could you trust somebody?
Well, they're hypocrites. They're complete hypocrites. And then, to take it a step further, and not that there's any connection with homosexuality and pedophilia, but these folks are known pedophiles. They have pedophile rings. We've exposed it time and time again. We can look at Boys Town. We can take a look at the Conspiracy of Silence, and it goes on and on and on. It's one thing to be someone who has that lifestyle, homosexual lifestyle, you know, and I'm not saying I'm for or against it, whatever. That's one thing. But when you take a look at the evil and the trauma involved, and this is the name of the game, it's trauma. It's satanic ritualistic abuse, if you will, and we'll continue to cover that on the other side of this quick break with our special guest, Jason Burmes.
And, of course, next hour we have Drew coming on, filling in. With some great guests, so definitely stay tuned for that in hour number 2 as I drop my keyboard on the floor. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children.
Is there a reason why I couldn't hear anything?
Body stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely.
Hello?
Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones, liver, skin,
Dan?
Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today.
Dan?
Stemgevity.com.
No.
Or call now toll free, 800-300-1070.
Dan? Dan.
Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity.
Dan.
Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going
Dan.
To republicbroadcasting.org.
hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, I know I'm going to get a ton of hate mail, which is nothing unusual, but we got to go down this road, Jason, and hit it hard, man. Okay, you've gotten this rap against the alternative media, whatever that is, this movement, more like a bowel movement at times, as being the guy who says that we shouldn't talk about the Jews and the toaster oven comment, and that will live with you for the rest of your life. And I get it all the time, even being an outspoken individual who comes from a Jewish family, but yet will call a spade a spade. You mentioned the lobbyist, AIPAC, a very influential lobby, and you have no problem calling these special interests out, namely the Zionist interest. You don't shy away from it. You don't, on the other hand, say that all Jews are behind all things evil, which is just an absolute absurd thought, and anyone who thinks that is in no way, shape, or form not bigoted. I mean, that's what that comes down to, that ideology. It comes down to bigotry. So for the record, Jason, you've covered it in your films that most people won't even watch because they just want to label everyone as being a shill and having, you know, different motives, even though you're, like anybody else, just trying to be an activist, working a 9-to-5 and not reaping any of the benefits of our activism, even though we should, because we're actually doing something real, unlike the real media, the mainstream media. Well, they're not the real media, but you get my point, who makes thousands and millions of dollars pushing their propaganda. But, all right, that was a long-winded way of me stepping into the conversation with you, Jason, on Zionism.
Here's the thing. When I was at InfoWars, I would get some of the most ridiculous mail from people that really just, you know, they're white nationalists. If you're not a white Christian and you get behind these things, they're not into it at all. And their main target would be Zionism or Jews. Or, you know, sometimes they would say it's not the same thing, but come on. I mean, at this point, you have to understand that obviously there are power interests in Israel. Obviously, Israel had a role in 9/11. Hell, I cover it. It's like a 15 to 20 minute segment of the things that we can actually prove and show. And we know that the Israeli government conducts espionage operations against the United States. It came in out just this year that Armin Milken, who is a 30-year top-level Hollywood producer, was an Israeli Mossad agent. All right. Yeah. So that anybody that denies that there's, you know, an Israeli interest, and probably just like, you know, the European angle has this weird occult interest, there are these, quote unquote, practicing Jews that are into the Kabbalah, are into the alchemy, are into, again, that occult aspect and actually believe some of this stuff. That's why you have even a Christian Zionist, an open Christian Zionist movement in this country, because they believe that in order for Jesus to come back, Israel regained the Temple of the Rock, you know, or I'm sorry, the Dome of the Rock. And right now that is obviously in Muslim control. But the Jews believe that that's end game. They rebuild Solomon Temple. Their God comes back. And that's it. Of course, we believe that, or not we, I shouldn't say we because I'm not a Christian, but, and I know that disappoints some people, you know, I'm agnostic at best, but Christians believe, and I say that because, you know, I grew up Christian, that he'll rule for a certain amount of years and then he'll be revealed to be the Antichrist. Boy, what an antithesis. What a way to divide people, Bob. And to me, I can't look at it from anything other than their religious aspects. So yeah, obviously there is a Zionist element, but to say that all quote unquote people of a Jewish descent, you know, what is a Jewish descent? It's supposed to be a religion. Is it really a race? There are plenty of people in Israel that are not practicing Jews. Obviously, hardcore, you know, people that are abide by, you know, strict Judeo religion, they go there. They're drawn there. You know, that's it. You know, you see a lot of Hasidic Jews in the city, you know, you see them in their own little communities. They like to keep to themselves, and that's their business. You know, just as if these white nationalists want to go and, you know, live with each other, that's fine with me. But as soon as you start infringing on other people's beliefs, saying that they're the evil of everything, you're just being ignorant. If you look at who go to these meetings, like, you know, for instance, the Bilderberg meeting, Bohemian Green Grove, it's a mix of all sorts of people, and they're even bringing in, you know, third world, second world people at this point. Why? Because they're expanding, Bob. And, you know, there is that wacky, weird occult aspect. You know, I put it in Invisible Empire, just a little tidbit for people to go find out. Just like, unfortunately, you know, as you talked about at the tail end of the last segment, there is this weird pedophilia element. You know, let me give you an example. Right now, both Clintons on two sides of the spectrum are in pedophile scandals. People are not aware of this. The Daily Beast earlier reported this week, along with other media outlets, a girl who was raped when she was 12 years old.
Okay, Hillary Clinton, yeah.
Yes, 12 years old. Hillary Clinton smeared this 12-year-old girl. I think the guy who was like 35, she was the defense at the time, very aggressively went after this girl and defamed her and, of course, got her client off. And on the other side of the spectrum, right now, Bill Clinton has been indicted and may be called to testify in a trial where he attended these sex parties where, again, underage sex was happening with both boys and girls. All right? These pedophile rings run rampant. The Seville case is far from over. You know, Gary Glitter's ensnared there. There are people that the media dares not even name that Russell Brand, to his credit, named at a taping of his FX program while the audience does the little Q&A. And I'm just going to say that allegedly those two people are Elton John and John Barrymore. Those are huge names to this day. You know, Elton John just headed up Bonnaroo. So if this man is also a part of this pedophile ring, you know, that has huge implications that this can go on and on and on under the public's nose as you praise these people. Look at Bryan Singer. You know, Bryan Singer, I was told years ago in 2006, somebody attended a party, you know, somebody I had talked to that was in the business. And Bryan Singer was parading a young 12 or 13-year-old boy topless around a dog leash at this party. Okay?
He's the X-Men guy?
Yes. And, you know, okay. It just, you know, two people had filed lawsuits, and now that's gone. And it wasn't just him. You know, my buddy was actually working on a movie. I think it was Broadway 4D. You can look into it. It was in production. And there were two other producers named, and one of those producers was on this film, and these guys literally disappeared from view. Bryan Singer did no press for X-Men 2, and all of a sudden the lawsuit is dropped. Now, I don't know what happened. I don't know if there was a backdoor payment. I don't know if there were threats. I just know that lawsuit suddenly disappeared after about a month of no U.S. media coverage, but jeez, there was plenty of media coverage in the foreign press.
I can't get over the unintentional pun that you just made. A backdoor payment. Sorry, I had to go there. It was just hot and heavy on my mind. Anyways, Jason, this is going to be our last segment tonight. And we'll have to do this more often because I appreciate your insights on things. And I definitely liked Shade, the motion picture, your most recent film. If people haven't seen that, they should definitely take a look. I'm in it for about 10 seconds, so you should definitely check it out.
That's not true. He gets in about, you know, it's a 90-minute film, and if you look at it, I'd say you probably get about 3 minutes of screen time through the whole thing. But, you know, one of my favorite segments with you is, you know, at the end, where you talk about taking control of your own life, because there are a lot of people out there that want to sit there, and they have the why me attitude. You know, they grew up with this sense of entitlement, why me, why me, and they're not willing to step up to the plate.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hold on, let's do one more segment. I hear the break coming up. Let's do one more.
All right, you got it.
And we'll continue with Jason in just a second. Of course, just a quick reminder, next hour, great segment coming up with Drew Lamb. He'll be talking with Virgo Fox, who is a Native American and was the chief of the Karuk tribe. They'll be talking about the Union Shasta Alliance, and he'll also be talking about the Jefferson Republic, something that you all need to hear about. So that's going to be a great hour two and hour three of the Bob Tuscan Show. All right, we'll pick it right back up with you, Jason, on the other side of this quick break. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. Of course, you can always email me, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win.
AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Jason Burmis joins us on the Bob Tuscan Show. He twisted his arm to do one more segment with us, and this segment's going to get even more controversial. No, I'm joking. Jason, I got to also ask you about, I'm really hesitating in bringing this up because all of this work we do should not be about the individuals. I think there's far too much onus on the personalities. It becomes a cult of personality. It becomes ego-driven, and it gets away from what we're here for, and that is to expose this information and bring out the truth. But I saw an interview with Dylan Avery, and this interview kind of startled me. And I bring this up not for the sake of talking about him personally per se, but to talk about the mentality behind somebody who can have their eyes open, so to speak, to what takes place, and then, or take the red pill, or is it the blue pill? I always mix those up. And then go back on what they've learned and somehow put their head back in the sand like an ostrich. And I just wondered if you had a comment about that, because it was quite startling to me to see some of the comments, and maybe he was misrepresented, but anyways.
I probably have read the same article. I was contacted for that article, if it's the recent one that a couple months ago. I forget what it was called.
You had your photo in there too, and you were listed as a stagehand or some sort of bizarre listing that gave you no credit for your work involved with that.
Listen, I don't want to really get into it too much, but that guy contacted me, and he had, I gave him my email. He asked me like 10 questions. He probably wasn't happy with my answers. My answers were pretty brief, but at the same time, I think that when you look at that article, what they're trying to say is, wow, look how terrible this person's life is now. Okay.
Right.
And, he asked me what I was up to, and, since Loose Change, I've written and directed 3 different films. my editing skills, in my opinion, have only gotten better. Yeah, I recently left my day job at a tech company, but, I can find employment. I'm not worried. The thing is, I'm a guy, again, I don't have this why me attitude. I'm not in this to be a superstar. I'm not in this to direct Hollywood films. I don't care about that stuff. I'm in this because I like to try to get my voice out there, because we've been trained to be the voiceless. We've been trained to say, I can't do anything, I don't matter, or when we do matter, it's in such a trivial sense, and not to knock things, because, I like humor, I play video games, but to be the guy to, wow, I've really achieved something, I'm the video game reviewer, I've got a great YouTube channel, that's great, I'm glad you're doing what you love, but that to me is really trivial compared to what's going on in the world. There is a time for sports, there is a time to sit back and play a video game. There's a time to go out and throw a frisbee with your kid, There's time for recreation.
At the end of the day, that's what we're working for. I mean, I think people forget that.
Exactly. I love that stuff. I posted the trailer to Dumb and Dumber too, because Dumb and Dumber is one of my favorite films of all time, Bob. I love it. I've watched it over 20 times. Me and my friends have grown up on it. I can't wait to see the sequel. I hope they didn't ruin it. I'm a Farley brother. See what happens. They've had a couple bombs, but I'm believing in the dream. Okay. That's good. I think that's healthy to want that. But at the same time, to understand how the political system works, to understand your local government, to understand state initiatives, to understand what you're putting in your body, the food you eat, the air you breathe, the water you drink. These are important effing issues, my friend. And the bottom line is, you have to step up to the plate in your own life, and then there is time for that. If you want your family to flourish, if you want to have those freedoms that we just discussed and not just be fed Netflix 24/7 or the television 24/7, I don't even have cable. I like to sit back every once in a while, but I like to go and walk with my dogs. I like to live free, and I know a lot of anarchists hate me because I won't go all the way, and I understand that there have to be structures of government, but we have to have accountability. We no longer have that. We no longer have checks and balances. We need to bring that back. And we really have to decimate what has become a national security slave state on the verge of being a very destructive and dangerous police state.
All right. And just the final few minutes we have here, let's get the answers to all of our problems. Problem number one, how do we fix the financial system? We got this fractional reserve banking system owned by a couple families, and it's debt in perpetuity, and it's nonstop usurping of the people. What's the alternative? I don't think it's the gold standard, is it?
I don't think it necessarily has to be just the gold standard, but a precious metal standard would not be a bad thing. In other words, gold's not the only conductive metal. We don't even have companies anymore, Bob. So if we were to go back to, I think, a standard where we did have a hard currency that did have some kind of a value in, say, the tech industry, if we wanted to even use, platinum on top of coins, I think that's a good way to have accountability. That's a good way to say, hey, this is what we have. This is what we can do. The digital currency, I like the anonymity of it. At the same time, I don't necessarily want a future where all we have is digital currency, because anonymity is only going to go so far. I think that's the one really big flaw with Bitcoin, is that even though it seems to be some kind of an unhackable algorithm at this point, nothing's impossible, brother. There's always an exploit. So, sure. You know, it might be 5-10 years down the line, but as soon as somebody finds one, well, guess what? A patch might not do it.
Well, the FBI already has. Look what they've done, confiscating Silk Road's bounty, or not bounty, but
booty. I think they've had a lot of trouble tracing a lot of the Bitcoins there. I don't think that's as savvy. I think that people made IP mistakes and location mistakes when they were logging into you know, it was more tracking where the activity was coming from, through, you know, good old fashioned detective work rather than breaking the algorithm of Bitcoin itself. So, but again, it's a digital currency. So once it's hacked, what's next? And I certainly don't want to envision a system, which we're already having now, where with Google Wallet and other things where you're just flashing your phone and soon it's going to be your smartwatch and soon it's going to be on your face and soon it's going to be in your body. And I'm very hesitant to put any type of that technology into my body. I'm a human being. I don't know if I'm ready to cross over to cyborg just yet.
Are you sure you don't want the microchip? Because they got one with your name on it. And in addition to that, transhumanism, man, it's pretty darn attractive. You can live forever. You can not have to worry about what the useless eaters go through, a.k.a. death.
You know, it is very attractive. And I got to tell you, you know, I sit here, Bob, you know, you talked about your child now, 2 years old. I'm going to be 35 this summer. I got no kiddies. I got three nieces by my brother and my sister, but I see them a limited amount of time. I want to be a dad. I don't know if I want to wait till I'm 50 to be a dad. But, boy, if they gave me the technology today and said, hey, Jason, we could clone you and you could raise your own kid. I jest, but boy, that'd be pretty attractive, huh? A little mini-me to raise, you know, you don't have to deal with the mom or get married.
I would be scared to death of that. If I had a son anything like I was when I was that age, geez, watch out.
Well, you get to find out the nurture versus nature argument, which
Here's the irony of that, not to interrupt, but here's the irony with that. All right, so my parents were brainwashed, South Floridians from New York, you know, they kind of just did the cookie cutter existence in America. Brainwashed still to this day, care more about Dancing with the Stars than they do anything else. And here I am having this conversation right now, enough said, and I've gone in the complete other direction. Okay. Now my son, here's what I'm afraid of, Jason. You tell me if this is how it works. My son now is going to grow up with two parents who are somewhat conscious, worried about the right things, watch what they eat, stay away from aspartame, which I still can't get my parents to do, and so on and so forth. Is he going to become a young Republican and join the military when he turns 18?
Here's what I think, man. It's that balance we talked about earlier. So, you know, I envision myself, and I joke about the clone, but one day, being a pops, I want to be a little league coach. You know, I want my kid to have that structure. I think that that's a good thing. I think that sports in general outside of school is a good way for kids to start learning that they're going to have to work with people they don't like. You know, it's not like everybody on a team gets along. There's a difference in school because you get your own little cliques, you know, in a three or four people. And, you know, you have that kind of sheltered environment. When you're on the field, when you're on a soccer field or a baseball field or even a football field, there are people that really don't like them. The testosterone is flowing. There's a little bit of, you know, machismo in there, and you've got to grow up. And, you know, I had
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With finance.